Connecticut Democrats were able to get most of their legislative agenda passed by the end of the General Assembly session this week. But Republicans did block most new taxes that were proposed. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Democratic Governor Ned Lamont says the greatest achievement of the session was that Connecticut lawmakers passed a $46 billion state budget on time, in balance, and without any major new taxes.
With strong, strong bipartisan support, just to show that in the normal course of business what we're able to accomplish. And for that, a big thanks to all the members of the legislature.
Lamont says lawmakers passed a climate change adaptation bill that would help cities and towns harden infrastructure to create resiliency to major storms. But they blocked his bid to have Connecticut join a multi-state transportation and climate initiative. Lamont says he would support considering TCI during a special session to deal with unfinished business, including the legalization of pot that was also blocked.
Really, it's up to the legislative leadership, but I heard Matt Ritter say the other day, the Speaker of the House, we have a little more time. When you have a little more time, maybe it's an opportunity to take a second look at some bills that didn't get the attention they deserved during the regular session. And I'd put TCI right in that list.
Vincent Candelora is the Republican House Minority Leader. His caucus opposes TCI and does not support its resurrection.
As we go into the special session, we'll just continue to hold that line.
Candelora says members of his GOP caucus supported the budget because most of the new taxes proposed by Democrats were dropped. He says they were successful in saving businesses money by increasing state funding for the Unemployment Compensation Fund.
When I first announced that we needed to put money in that fund, the governor called it a dumb idea. Well, that dumb idea translated into $150 million.
Legislative leaders say they might call lawmakers back for the special session next week. Ebong Odama, WSH News.